Hey, just a quick heads up. This episode is really fun and there's a ton of great stuff to listen to, but at least one of the songs has some pretty rough language, so if you're sensitive to that kind of thing, just please be aware going in. Thanks. Enjoy.
Halloween has gotten a little musically unscary, in my opinion, because it's become too much about the kids. Nothing against trick-or-treating and dressing like superheroes, but I'm talking about the one holiday that invites us to think about death and its unearthly consequences. Music is folklore. Generations have used it to deal with emotions good and bad. And our ancestors had a lot to work through every autumn. The harvest feasts are over, the sun betrays us as cold overtakes the land, and thoughts turn to whether we would survive to the spring. This is fearsome stuff. Early Christians and pagans had to invent a time to mentally play with death imagery. This holiday is too important for just the kids. We adults can use music to take back Halloween. Sure, we have the Monster Mash and Michael Jackson's Thriller. These are a cute start, but they don't help us exorcise our mental demons like the old funereal chants and murder ballads, or for that matter, punk and death metal. There is truly scary music of all styles and from all generations. Let's listen to a serious classical tone poem about death, or find some dark arcane genre like horrorcore. We're adults and we can use music to work out our adult issues. Because although we ultimately lose to him in the end, laughing at death is one of the best ways to know you're alive. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And this is Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here with Mark Foley. Things are getting a little spooky, Mark.
I know. Thanks for not calling this the Spooktacular podcast.
Oh, goodness. It never even entered my mind, but now I won't be able to stop thinking about it. You brought along a great listening list.
Oh, thank you.
All sorts of wonderful stuff on here. And let's go ahead and just get going. This one, probably pretty familiar to a lot of people, Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Yeah. I started out a little campy, didn't I?
It's good, though. That.
I love this tune. But yeah, researching Screamin' Jay Hawkins, wow, what an amazing guy. He thought he'd be an opera singer, but because he's black, he didn't think he'd make it into business. So he ended up going into R&B and just killing it. his stage shows, this is why I thought about this tune. His stage shows, he would come out in a coffin and rise out in some vampire costume. It was super theatrical. And I don't know, like 20 years before Alice Cooper was doing stuff like that.
That's fantastic. I had no idea that he wanted to be an opera singer.
Oh, yeah. Really talented, really amazing guy.
Well, let's go ahead and move on to Camille Saint-Saëns. What do you got here?
Yeah, I like this tune for a lot of reasons. It's fun to do a little classical every once in a while. This one, in the middle of it, goes into an old medieval chant called the Dies Irae, which is traditionally used whenever you want to evoke death and death imagery. But this is, a real cool piece that you've probably heard before. It features violin. This is Kyung-Hwa Chung playing with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
It's a danse macabre, and I like that you describe it as a tone poem.
Yeah, that was kind of a fad that went on back then. You know, a tone poem was kind of the antidote to a symphony, which is very serious and kind of like, you know, listening to a lecture or an essay. A tone poem really tries to tell you a story.
Thank you.
We'll move on to something that had I written this list, for some reason it would have slipped my mind, but instantly it's perfect for this. This is both beautiful and chilling when you hear it. Ralph Stanley.
Yeah, and this another movie tune. I hope you don't mind.
Me?
Yeah, right. Yeah, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou is one of my favorite movies, and the music is so important to this movie. I found out that they recorded the music before the movie, and it's like the soundtrack is another character in the movie. I've got lots of theories about this. But one of the many continuing threads that go on through the plot is just this death thing mm-hmm. that's going on and dealing with death. It's during the Depression in the South, and there's this looming prospect of this flood coming. So we're dealing with the end. It's so very, very apocalyptic on a very deep sense. And so this is Ralph Stanley, one of the inventors of bluegrass, singing a cappella a tune called Oh Death.
Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Well, what is this that I can't see with ice cold hands taking hold of me? Well, I am death, none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven or hell. Oh, death, someone would pray, could you wait to call me another day? The children prayed, the preacher preached, time and mercy is out of your reach. I'll fix your feet till you can't walk. I'll lock your jaw till you can't talk. I'll close your eyes so you can't see this very hour come and go with me. Death, I come to take the soul, leave the body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh off of the frame, the earth and worm both have a claim. Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year?
Let's move on to a group that I always find fascinating, but I will admit that I usually don't know what their songs are about. So it's kind of cool here to see that you've got this one and you explained it a little bit for me. TV on the Radio.
Yeah, the tune is called Wolf Like Me, so it kind of explains itself a little bit. It's from the Return to Cookie Mountain album from 2006. And it's just a rock band that I just really love. You know, it's one of these post-Radiohead bands, so the sounds are just super lush and deep. And it's very heartfelt, and I just, can I say, I just love the tune. It's sung from the standpoint of someone turning into a werewolf, but it's a love song.
And then, always happy to see Ghetto Boys.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles.
Yeah, these guys are awesome. they really originated a lot of things. Like, they came from Houston, so they're credited with starting the whole Southern hip-hop thing, which went into Memphis and Atlanta. But these guys are the originals. From the 1991 We Can't Be Stopped album, Mind Playing Tricks on Me.
See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared of than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured.
And then definitely something that I am not surprised to see on here, although I again wouldn't have thought of. Cannibal Corpse, let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know how much you need to play of this one to kind of get it.
Oh, I'm playing the whole song.
Yeah, but we had to go there, right? I mean, this is death metal. These guys are the inventors of death metal, or the perfecters, maybe. I don't know. Evisceration Plague, this is the title track from their 2009 album. Yeah, we had to go here. It's really interesting. Ghetto Boys and Cannibal Corpse were like held up by politicians and pundits as being kind of the harbingers of the downfall of American society. I'll leave it at that.
Internal organs altered by the disease. Your brain disabled by the constant pain. Erratic actions lead my thoughts to the blade. I've lost control, I've lost control. Make for your life, you won't escape the night. Your fate was sealed today. Disease is spread, you pray for death. Evisceration play. Stabbing compulsion overwhelms my mind. Terrorized, screaming for the dust of my night. I raise the blade from the chest to the ground. Organs and nerves just fall to the ground. Pain for your life, you won't escape the night. Your fate was sealed today.
You mentioned murder ballads in your piece, and I thought there's no way we're getting out of here without hearing from Nick Cave.
Yeah, he's got a whole album of murder ballads called Murder Ballads from 1996. This one is a traditional tune, Henry Lee. It's often referred to as Young Hunting in some old folklore. His old girlfriend, PJ Harvey, is on this.
Oh, cool.
If you watch the video, this is very parenthetical, but if you go to YouTube and watch the video, it's just them lip syncing to the tune. And they had just kind of met for this project. And you can see them falling in love.
Oh, wow.
During the filming
of a murder ballad.
I think it was a one-take video that they did. And so you can kind of see it in their eyes. Maybe I'm just reading too much into this. But yeah, they started dating right after this.
Somehow that seems completely appropriate for
the
two of them.
I know, right? They're so dark. Henry Lee.
Get down, little Henry Lee, and stay all night. find a girl in this damn world that will compare with me. The wind did howl, and the wind did blow. La 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 la, la 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 la. A little bird looked down on Henry Lee.
Down and I won't get down and stay all night with thee. For the girl I have in that merry green land, I love fair better than thee. And the wind did howl and the wind did blow.
La 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 la, la 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 lee.
A little bird who looked down on Henry Lee. She leaned herself against a fence.
And then we'll finish off with a group I've always enjoyed, The Cramps, and one of my favorite zombie movies of all time. You say this comes from Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah, they did this single for that movie in 1985, Surfin' Dead. And these are the inventors of psychobilly. So they go to some really dark, hellish places. You know, they've got that album A Date with Elvis, you know, stuff like that. So I hope you don't mind ending on a campy note.
Never. And I recommend everybody go watch Return of the Living Dead as soon as you're done listening to this podcast.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Fletcher.
Thank you, Mark. And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Hold it.